The sugya this year is the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Lemaisa has a hakdama. We're going to speak about some Yesh Shliach instead of Ein Shliach. We find a few times in the sugya that there's a Yesh Shliach also. First of all, even though we paskin, like the Gemara says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and the Gemara brings the reason, Lemaisa it's a machloikas. The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel says that Shammai Hazokin holds Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Over there it's talking about where someone told the Shliach Tzei Haroiges HaNefesh to kill somebody, which is an Aveira, and he was Halach and he killed him. So Shammai Hazokin says that the Meshaleach is Chayiv. And one of the Mahalchim of the Gemara is because of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So there is a Shita out there of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And even within the Halacha of our Sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, there are exceptions to the rule where we find Yesh Shliach. The Gemara brings a few exceptions. One is Me'ila, one is Tvicho Mechira, one is Shchutei Chutzim, it's Hashem, we'll talk about them, but there are Yoytzim in HaKlal, that is Gzeras HaKosov in specific places, that the din is Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And then there's another Oifen of Yesh Shliach, which is not Beferish in the Gemara, but it's a famous topic that the Tosfos Rit speaks about. Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Mitzvah. He seems to see it in our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, which implies that there is Shlichus to a Dvar Mitzvah. So we'll start with that form of Yesh Shliach. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Avol Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Mitzvah. Now the truth is, this Kamat Beferish HaPsukim that the Gemara deals with before, that are dealing with mitzvahs and say there's Shlichus. There's a mitzvah to shech the Korban Pesach, and Beferish the Gemara previously on Daf Mem Aleph learns out of a pasuk that you could send a shliach to shech a Korban Pesach. Being Mekadosh Isha is also a mitzvah, and it's Beferish in the Gemara, that's how the Perek starts. Ha'ish Mekadosh Boyu B'Shlucha, you can make a shliach. Another example the Gemara talks about is Afrashas Truma, which is also a mitzvah. And it says Beferish, Atem Gamatem, or maybe different Makoiris, that teach us that you can make a Shliach for Afrashas Truma. So there's definitely the Inyan of Shlichus by Mitzvah found Beferish in the Gemara. But the Tosfos Rid asks the famous Kasha that if it's Yesh Shliach LeMitzvah, so a person should be able to make a Shliach to put on Tefillin for him. Instead of him putting on Tefillin in the morning, he'll make a Shliach to put on Tefillin for him. Shlucha Shalom Mekomoisai. Mitzvah sukkah. Instead of him sitting in the sukkah, he'll make a shliach to sit in the sukkah for him. And it was pushed to the Tosfos Rid that taka doesn't exist. We never found anywhere that a person could get out of doing mitzvah tefillin by himself or getting out of doing the mitzvah of sukkah by himself by sending a shliach. So the Tosfos Rid is bothered. Why by some mitzvahs do we say yesh shliach? Like the examples I gave, Korban Pesach versus Shuma, Kiddushin, Geirushin, you could do Shlichus. And Mashain came by Tefillin and by Sukkah. It's not Shayach Shlichus. We don't say on that, Yesh Shlichus for those mitzvahs. So the Tosfos Rid says the following words. I'll say the quote of the Tosfos Rid and then we'll explain what it means. The Tosfos Rid's Lashon is, it can't be that by Tefillin and by Sukkah, you could do it either a shliach, because mitzvah shechivay haTorah laasis begufay heich yipater al yedei shliach. A mitzvah that the Torah said do begufay, how is it possible to pater al yedei shliach? Mitzvah tefillin and mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah that the Torah is mechayiv begufay. A mitzvah begufay, how could you pater al yedei shliach? Major topic in Rabbi Seinu Achreinim. What does the Tosfos Rid mean? I'll begin with the simple pshat of the Tosfos Rid. The Chasam Sofer says this idea. Rabbi Baruch Ber also brings B'Shem Reb Chaim this idea in the Tosfos Rid. The way the Chasam Sofer sets it up is that we find in the Torah there are two types of mitzvahs that the Torah wants us to do. Certain mitzvahs the Torah wants our maisa. The Torah wants you to do a maisa mitzvah. There are certain mitzvahs that the Torah wants not your maisa, rather the Torah wants your guf. The Torah wants your body. For example, Shchitas Korban Pesach. The Iker Mitzvah is not that the Torah wants your guf. The Torah wants your Maisa Shchita. The Maisa Shchita of the Baalim is what's valid for a Korban Pesach. Someone else's Maisa is no good. The Torah is not interested in your guf. The Torah is interested in your Maisa. Other mitzvahs, says the Chassam Sofer, like Tefillin and Sukkah, the Torah doesn't want just your act. The Torah wants your body to have the Tefillin. Your karkafta, your body to have the Tefillin. The Torah wants your body to have yeshiva sukkah. Those are the two types of mitzvahs. Zach Chassam Sofer, when the Torah is mechadish, the chiddush of shlucha shel adam k'maisai, the Torah is teaching us that someone else's maisa is nechshav your maisa. Someone else could do a maisa that's misyachis to me. His maisa is my maisa. So memela, you could do maisim al yedei shliach. But shlichos is not mechadish that his guf is my guf. His maisa is my maisa. But his guf is not my guf. Therefore, by mitzvahs that the ikar hakpod of the Torah is, I want your maisa, shchitas korban pesach, hafrashas truma, kiddushin and gerishin, where we want the maisa of that person. So once we have a chiddush of shulchan shalom k'maisai, and his maisa is nechshav my maisa, great. I was mekayim the din that's necessary for the korban pesach. However, by tefillin, where the Torah doesn't just want a maisa of tefillin, the Torah wants the tefillin on my body. The Torah wants the guf. Guf, shlucha shel adam k'moisai, doesn't make the guf of the shliach like the guf of the mishaleach. Shlichos is a chiddush in maisim. Shlichos cannot turn the guf of the shliach into the guf of the mishaleach. That's the way the Chassam Sofer, Baruch Ber, says the same idea to explain this svar of the Tosfos Rid, and it fits very nicely into this part of his lashon. Mitzvah shechivei Torah la'asis bigufay heich yiftar al yidei shliach. The hadgash is guf. The Torah wants maisa shliach kemaisa mishaleach. But if the Torah wants guf heich yiftar al yidei shliach. The shliach's guf is not my guf. That's a very understandable svara, a geshmaka svara, and could fit in that lashon of the Tosfos Rid. However, there's a pella on this derech of the Tosfos Rid from the rest of the words that the Tosfos Rid says. The Tosfos Rid explains that by sukkah and by tefillin, shlichos doesn't work because heich yiftar yedei shliach, if it's a mitzvah la'asis begufay, but shchitas karban pesach, shlichos does work. Why? Says the Tosfos Rid, because even though you didn't do the shchita begufay, you sent a shliach, but at least you did something begufay, you eat the korban pesach. So at least there's some guf involved. In the shchita, there's no guf, but at least there was guf in the achila. Says the Tosfos Rid, by afroshas trumas and maestris, when you do it al yedei shliach, there was no guf, there was no of yourself personal involved in the hafrosha. You sent the shliach to do it. But there is something very personal involved in the hafrosha. It's your money. Whose payers go to the kohen? Your money. So that's a very personal involvement. Not gufay, but mamaynay. At least it's your mamayn. Zokta Tosfos Rid, by kiddushin. Yes, you sent someone else to do the maisa kiddushin. So there's no guf involved. But who's married to her? You. So that's your personal involvement. Over there, shlichus works. Masha inkein, by tefillin and sukkah, if you send the shliach, you'll end up having zero involvement. Your yoshiv batel without doing a thing, and someone else is mekayim the mitzvah for you. That's not shayach. That's the lashon of the Tosfos Rid beferish inside. Now, lefi the way the Chassam Sofer explained, why does the Tosfos Rid have to say that? The ikar chilek is that there are certain mitzvahs the Torah wants a maisa, there are certain mitzvahs the Torah wants the body. When the Torah wants a maisa, shlichus works. When the Torah wants the body, shlichus doesn't work. So why does the Tosfos Rid have to give excuses? How could it be that shchitas pesach works? It's not your guf. The answer is, there's a guf in the achila that you ate the korban pesach. Forget about the achila. I don't need it. All the Torah wants is a maisa, and a maisa can be done al-yidei shliach. Lefi the way the Chassam, I don't understand the Chassam Sofer, how he was able to read that into the Tosfos Rid. But there is another possible suggestion. Again, I don't know how to be miyashiv the Chassam Sofer, he learned not that way. But there are those that learn the Tosfos Rid differently, and it's a different vart lagamri. The vort of the Tosfos Yud is like this: not that on a it's shayach shliach on a maisa, it's not shayach shliach on a guf. Be'etzim it would be shayach shliach on a maisa and on a guf. Be'etzim it could be shayach. But there's a specific svara that the Tosfos Yud is saying. When the Torah is mechayev a person to do a mitzvah, the intention was that he's involved. He's involved. True, when I send the shliach to put on tefillin, the shliach did it, and whatever the shliach did is misyachas to me. But there's no personal involvement. He's, someone else is doing for me. And in the lamdas it's called that I did it. But there's no personal involvement in the asiyah. That's not what the Torah wanted in a mitzvah. The Torah wanted personal involvement in a mitzvah. Shlichus, yes. When you send the shliach, the way the Chassam Sofer learned, if you send the shliach to put on tefillin, there is no shlichus b'chlal. There's no shlichus on body. The way we're saying now, no, there is shlichus. But it's not enough. Shlichus is the pshat that someone else did it for you. That's not what the Torah had in mind in a mitzvah. The Torah didn't want someone else to do a mitzvah for you. The Torah wanted you to have personal involvement in the mitzvah. And memela, by tefillin, it's not going to work. You're yoshev batel. Someone else is doing lumdis and making the meisa for you. That wasn't the kavana of the mitzvah, which I'll explain more as we go on. Memela says the Tosfos Yud. So how does it work? By shchitas karban pesach, you sat yoshev batel, and he shechted the karban. Zok the Rid, you sat in the beginning, you were yoshev batel, but at the end, you ate the karban pesach. So you had personal involvement. A chelek of it was done all your day, somebody else, that doesn't bother me. As long as a part of the mitzvah, the result of the mitzvah, was done al yidei the Adam himself, by him eating the karban pesach, that's enough. Kiddushin also. The maisa was done al yidei someone else. He was relaxing in his house and someone else did the kiddushin. So there's no maisa. How could it work? What, there's no involvement? You're kind of her. She's your wife. That's the involvement. By Trumas and Maestris, even though he's relaxing, someone else is doing the act of Afrasha. But it's involvement. It's his money. It's his payers that go to the kohen. That's the pshat in the Tosfos Yud. A different havana. Not that it doesn't pass shlichus on body. It passes shlichus on a guf. But it comes out that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is done while the baal ha-mitzvah is yoshev batel. That's not mitzvah. Mitzvah means that you have to do the act b'poyol yourself. That's mashma in the lashon of the Tosfos Yud. And be'emes, there's also a ktsois that speaks about the topic, a very interesting topic. We know that there's a mitzvah for a father to do bris milah for his ben. A father has a son, he has to do bris milah, mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah of the av. Now, if the father knows how to do milah himself, he does the milah. If he doesn't know how to do the milah, he gets a moyel to do the milah. If a moyel does the milah instead of the father, is the father makayim a mitzvah? So pashtus, yeah. Like every moyel always tells the father, machmir far shliach, make me into a shliach, and now shluchah shalom k'moisei. That's what many, many hold. But there are shittas that hold not that way. If the father, the shach, the ktsois in Siman Shin Pei Beis is talking about barichos on the shach, that if a father is able to do the milah himself, he gets the mitzvah. If he doesn't know how to do it, so he forfeits the mitzvah and gives it to the moyel. The child still has a valid milah, but the father didn't get the mitzvah. Why? Because there's no shlichus on milah. There's no shlichus on milah. And everyone is tamei on the shach. Why not? Shlichus shalom k'maisa by all mitzvahs. Why can you make a shliach on the milah? Zok the tzais, the reason why you can't make a shliach on the milah is because of the same svar as the Tosfos Yud by tefillin. Why can you make a shliach by tefillin? Because it comes out you had zero involvement. You're yoshev batel, and someone else takes care of the whole mitzvah. If someone else does the milah of your ben, the father is yoshev batel, the ben got the milah, the father didn't get the milah, and the father didn't do the milah. So in mele, there's no shlichus by a bris milah. Now, the further way the Chassam Sofer understood, that makes no sense. Because by tefillin, the Torah wants body. By sukkah, the Torah wants body.
By Mila, L'chayra Mila's Benoi is Doima Teshchid as Karma Pesach. The Torah doesn't want body, the Torah wants Maisa. So I could do the Maisa Mila Al Yadei Ashliach. There shouldn't be any reason why not. But the Ktzois quotes the Tosis Rid, B'noi Geah to Mila. Why? Because the Vart is not because body or Maisa. The Vart is a mitzvah could only be Niskayim if you're personally involved in the mitzvah. If you're sitting Yoshev Batel and at zero stage of the mitzvah, you have any involvement, you can't be Yoitz of the mitzvah that way. So Mamela once said, by Truma, you are involved because it's your money. You don't own the kid. You have a mitzvah to mal the ben. You don't own the child. You don't lose. When the child gets a mila, he has the mila. The father doesn't have anything, any gain or loss personally from the mila of the ben. The only thing he has is his mitzvah. So over here, if the father is Yoshev Batel, he doesn't get any mitzvah. A nafkamina would be, let's say there was a person who didn't have a bris when he was a katan, and he became a gadol, which the Gemara says he's chayiv lamalas atzmai. Is he able to make a shliach on that mila? Of course, even if he can't make a shliach, someone else mild him, he has mila. But if he wants to get the mitzvah, could he do it al yedei a shliach? Lefi what we're saying, yes. Because even if you're the shach that says you can't make a shliach, that's only by your ben, where you're not involved. Other, when you do mila al atzmai, who has the mila? He has the mila himself. So it's for sure as good as Kiddushin where he has the wife. He has the mila. He has the achilas karma pesach. His money is what goes to the kohen. So we hear by milas atzmai, you would be able to make a shliach. The only time the shach would hold that you can't make a shliach by mila is only by milas benoi. Because if you're yoishiv batel, then memela you're not able to have a kiyum of the mitzvah. That's what we see. So that's two pshatim in the Tosfos Rid. The second pshat goes very, very well into his lashon, and we're proving that from the Ktzais also, that it's a svara in kiyum of mitzvahs. Mitzvah, yes, when you send a shliach to do a mitzvah, it's called you did it, but it's not personal. It's called you did it with the lumdus of maisim being misyachas to you, but it's not personal. Kiyum mitzvah needs personal. That's the Yisayda Torah. Now, I want to take this a step further. We have a yisoid over here, lefidus pshat in the Tosfos Rid, that a kiyum mitzvah needs personal involvement, and shlichus is not personal enough. I'm going to ask a shayla. It's really a shayla shem tshuva, but why is that not called personal? The Torah said, shlucha shalom kemoisai. Not just shlucha shal adam works. Shlucha shal adam kemoisai, the Gemara says. It's mamish like me. So what's the that's not called personal involvement? The Torah says, shlucha shalom kemoisai. What's the pshat? So some people are mefarish, yes, in lamdis, in halacha, it's considered you, but lemaisa, that's not what the Torah had in mind in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, the Torah wants you to sweat for it. The Torah wants you not just to have a maisa, the Torah wants you to sweat for the mitzvah, you to have an effort in the mitzvah, more like a hashkafa thing. The Torah wants you to have effort in the mitzvah. And if you had a maisa, it's totally your maisa, but you didn't make any effort, there's no of your own personal involvement of effort in the mitzvah, gain or loss, Mamela, that's not what the Torah had in mind in mitzvahs. That's one mahalach, valid mahalach. I want to maybe bring up a topic to take this a little bit tiefer, and really a yesoid in shlichos and might help us even in the sugya of ein shlich ledvar aveira. First of all, like this. We're starting over here on Membeis and Medbeis. The beginning of the parak was all about the topic of shlichos. I want to just give one piece of knowledge about shlucha shel adam k'maisai, a very bechidish that's mavur throughout the sugyas over and over, and we'll take it over here. We know that the Torah teaches us in various places, bunch of psukim, that shlucha shel adam is k'maisai. That means, very bechidish, what someone else does, al pi my tzivoy, al pi what I told him to do, is misyaches to me, it's called my maisa. That's very bechidish. However, it's mavur many, many times in the sugya, that even after we have the chiddush of shlucha shel adam k'maisai, and it's called my maisa, but when we talk about the maisa of a person, there's levels, there's different grades, different madregas of maisa. When I do something myself, is the highest level of maisa adam. It's my maisa that I did myself. When I send a shliach to do it, the Torah says it's mine, but it's still, we'll call it second class maisa. It's a lower madrega of maisa. I'll call it maybe a maisa once removed. It's my maisa, but it's through telling somebody else. It's my maisa. It's my maisa once removed. Where do you see that in the sugya? It's not shaykh to go into all the places. I'll say one thing. The Gemara tells us that you learn from a pasuk that you can make a shliach. The Gemara says you also learn from a pasuk that a shliach can make a shliach. How about could a shliach who was made into a shliach make a third shliach? Could a shliach is a shliach is a shliach? That there's no beferish of Gemara about. There's Rishayim that say there's another pasuk for that too. They find the pasuk and the pasuk teaches you that not only could you make a shliach, not only does the Gemara say a shliach makes a shliach is a shliach is a shliach. But it's mashmah, the Rivash speaks about it. You need another pasuk for it. Why do you need each? You can't get the point already? You make a shliach makes a shliach, so all the way down. You need another pasuk for the third, and it's mashman the rivash for the fourth and fifth and sixth also. Each one is a bigger chiddush. Why? Like we're explaining. Because when the Torah teaches us that shluch hashon kamoisa, there's one chiddush that what someone else does is mesiachas to me. But the maisa, it's once removed. It's a weaker maisa. Who said that weaker maisa could have an effect? Who said that weaker maisa could do a kiddushin? It's mine, but it's not the best maisa. It's a lower class maisa. It's a second class maisa. Who said it could do it? Zeres HaKosef. When a shliach makes a shliach, it's twice removed. It's a third class maisa. You do it yourself as a first class. Second class is a shliach. Shliach is a shliach is even further removed. So it's yours for sure. But who said it's effective? It's a weaker maisa, and so on and so forth. The further way you go away from the bialim, the more removed it is for the bialim, the lower level the maisa becomes. It's yours. I'm not saying it's not your maisa, but it's a weaker maisa, and we have to discuss. Could that weaker maisa affect what we're trying to do? Could that weaker maisa shaf a kiddushin or not? That's a special chiddush of the Torah. Not only could the best maisa do it, not only the second class, even the second twice removed, three times removed, four times, atzoy for oilam, as many times removed, also is strong enough. But that's a special chiddush. I'm just bringing that in to bring up this point, that even after there's an inyan of shluchay shel adam kimoisai, we know that it's shluchay shel adam kimoisai means that it's mine. It's my maisa. It's your maisa, but it's not the same quality maisa as when you do it yourself. It's a lower madrega. It works. It's a lower madrega. So maybe that could be the oimek of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says, the Torah wants you to do it yourself. A mitzvah that you'll have zero involvement, the Torah says that's not yotz of the mitzvah. You have to have involvement. And doing al yedei shliach is not enough involvement. I asked. But it is involvement. Shulcha shalom kamoisai. The Torah says you have to sweat for it. That's the simple chat. Maybe now you could say tifer. Not because you have to sweat. It's true it's your maisa, but it's a lower madrega of maisa. For mitzvah, you need the best. For mitzvah, you need the highest level of maisa. Ah, you see that by Shechitas Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah, and the Torah says you could do al yedei shliach. Okay, so part of the mitzvah, you didn't have the best. But at least the chelak of it, you had the best. You had me, myself. You had the achila. And the Torah says, yeah, even if the whole mitzvah from beginning to end is not the best, the shechita itself is the second class maisa, but the achila is the first class. So memela, that's going to be enough for a mitzvah. But in the case of tefillin and sukkah, where everything is second class, there's nothing that's first class maisa, there's nothing that's a spitz maisa, that's not enough for a mitzvah. That's the gather over here. It's not just because the Torah wants you to sweat. The vart is, make the personal effort. The Torah says a mitzvah needs the best maisa. There's a chiddush. A lot of things can be done with second, third, fourth class maisim. A mitzvah has to at least have a chelek of the mitzvah to have the best class maisa involved, and memela, if the full thing is being done al yedei shliach, memela, it's not going to be able to work. That could be a possible svara in the Tosfos Rid. Now, with this yesod, maybe there's another point we could say. This is really getting into the sugya a little bit of ein shliach ledvar aveira, but not even exactly what the Gemara says. It's a very interesting zach. The Gemara says, coming up, it proves from the Mishnah and Bava Kamma, ein shliach ledvar aveira. Why ein shliach ledvar aveira? So what we have in the Gemara is a svara. of Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin, a svara. What exactly is that svara? Is a huge topic. That's a topic for tomorrow. But the Gemara says a svara, Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. There are Rishonim, the Ritva over here in our sugya, he's coming to answer kashas of Tosfos, but the Ritva, maybe he's a Das Yachid, but there is a Ritva that says, even though the Gemara says the reason for Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is because of Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin, he says that time that the Gemara gives is Einai Ella Al Piroiv. B'derech Klal, when you send someone to do an Aveira, you have Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. But Zok the Ritva, even if you'll find cases, which you will in Mitzvah Hashem in the next couple of days, where we don't have the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin, nevertheless, it's Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Gzeiras HaKosov. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, the Gemara brings the Svara, because usually the Svara works. But Lemaisa, it's a Gzeiras HaKosov. Where is the Gzeiras HaKosov? Also, you have to find within the Sugya. He doesn't say clearly what the Pasuk is. There are ways to find it in the Sugya. But bottom line, the Ritva says the fact that Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is a Gzeiras HaKosov. Agav, what the Ritva says is very, very Mechudash Shimshat. The Gemara says a Svara, and the svara is only al pi roiv. Even if the svara is not true, still it's Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So why would the Gemara take us for a ride and say the svara when it's not really only al the svara? It's Gzeiras HaKosov. It's a major kasha. Maybe it could be figured out in the limud of the sugya. But that's the bottom line. That's the fact. What the Ritva says that Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is a Gzeiras HaKosov. Fine. That's an important piece of knowledge for the sugya. There is a shita of the Ritva that Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is a Gzeiras HaKosov. Now there's a major kasha on the Ritva from a sugya in Bava Metzia. The sugya in Bava Metzia on Daf Yud also has the sugya of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, and the Gemara over there is talking about an interesting topic. The Gemara is talking about Kinyan Chotzer. We know that a person could be kind of something if you put it in his hands, and also if someone puts something that he wants to buy in his chotzer, there's also something called kinyan chotzer. And the Gemara has an interesting shaila. Is chotzer mishum yad israboy? Or is chotzer mishum shlichus israboy? Do we look at chotzer as an extension of himself, so it's yad? Or no? The chotzer is not me, it's something else, but it's something else that's makabel for me, similar to shlichus. Of course, without aminu shlichus, you don't tell the chotzer what to do, but lemaisa, it's acting on my behalf. Just like if I make a shliach to do something, it works, it acts on my behalf. The Kabbalah Sachotzer is like a shliach, it acts on my behalf. That's what it says, a Gemara Tutzdodim. If it's Chotzer is Mishum Yad Israboy, Oy Mishum Shlichus Israboy. That's what it says in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, we have a pasuk that says, not only when you're being kind of something legally, are you kind of with Chotzer, you could also be kind of a gzeila b'chotzer. If someone has someone else's thing in his chotzer, and he has kavana to steal it, al yadei the chotzer, Rashi says he closes the door, but al kapanim he has kavana to steal this chayfetz in the chotzer, so you could be gozel with chotzer also. You could be, kinyan chotzer works for gzeila also. For Ekti Gemara, that should be a rai, that chotzer is mishum yadis rabbi. Because if chotzer is mishum shlichos is rabbi, Hakayim along that it's Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. That's the Gemara's Kashim Bam Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Says the Gemara in one of the Tirutzim, that's Negeah for our discussion. The Gemara says the only time that we say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is only when the Shliach had a choice. Either he'll do it or he won't do it. The Shliach has a choice. You ask a Shliach to do it, it's up to him. Either he'll do it or he won't do it. He has Bechira. It's Midaite. Masha Enkin Achotzer Bal Korchach Moisivlei. The chotzer is a shliach bal korchoi. A shliach bal korchoi is yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So what's the facts that I just brought over here? The Gemara has a tzad that chotzer is mishum shlichus israboy. The Gemara asks Akasha, how could chotzer be mishum shlichus israboy? Chotzer does gneva, and gneva is an aveira, and our sugya says, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Says the Gemara, shlichus bal korchoi there is by dvar aveira. Why? Says Rashi. Because what's the reason why Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is because we tell the Shliach Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. That passes by somebody who has a freedom of choice. The Chotzer, there's no Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. So in Mela, it's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by a Chotzer. Very simple. The shaila is, what about the Fila Ritva? The Ritva says that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is a Gzeiras HaKosov. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud is Einai Ela Al Pi Roiv. But Be'etzem it's a Gzeiras HaKosov that tells us always Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So Pella de Kazach from the Gemara Bam Metzia, Mamash Pella. The Gemara Bam Metzia says there is a case of Shliach L'Dvar Aveira when the Shlichus is Bal Korchei. Why? It's Gzeiras HaKosov. So Rashi Kanira disagrees with that Gzeiras HaKosov. Rashi says Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayman doesn't pass by a Chotzer. Aber Lefi the Ritva that says in our Sugya, in Kiddushin, that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is a Gzeiras HaKosov, afilo when you don't have the Svar of Divrei HaRav, what's pshat that by a Chotzer Bal Korchach is able to be a shliach for a dvar aveira? So what's the pshat? So this is meshech shaychi, maybe to what we were speaking about before. There's a gzeras hakosav that says ein shliach l'dvar aveira, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. What's a gzeras hakosav? Gzeras hakosav, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Maybe there's a gedder to the gzeras hakosav. The gzeras hakosav has a pshat. The gzeras hakosav goes like this, like we explained. Shlichus, there's a very big chiddush in shlichus. That when you tell someone else to do it, it's my maisa. That's a tremendous chiddush. I told someone else to do it, it becomes my maisa. Tremendous chiddush. Gzeiras HaKosov, shluchei shalom k'maisai. I could acquire other people's maisim to become mine. A very big chiddush. But there's another chiddush in shlichus, that it works. Because even though it's mine once removed. It's not me, myself, it's a lower madriga. The Torah says, yeah, even if it's low madrega, once removed, twice removed, three times removed, it's okay. It could also have effect on what's needed to be done over here. That's the chiddush of shlichus. Zok the Torah, by a dvar aveira ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. What, but when you made a shlich l'dvar aveira, it's not misyachas to you? Maybe not. It is misyachas to you. It's my maisa. But the Torah said to be over aveira is a second class maisa. A maisa once removed, nishkanuk for an avera. An avera needs you yourself. I might not have thought that without the gzeras hakosav. I might have thought just like in all other areas, a second class maisa is effective. I would have thought a second class maisa is also effective when it comes to an avera. Kamashma on the gzeras hakosav? No. The Torah says an avera is only when you have the spitz maisa, you yourself. The lower class maisa of shliach, that not. That's the gzeras hakosav. If that's true, one more step. We have like this. We said this, when you do a maisa yourself, that's the highest level maisa. It's me, myself. When I send a shliach, it's me once removed. He sends a shliach, it's twice removed. There's levels in maisa. There's me, myself, and there's something else when it's through somebody else. Here's a svara. When I sent somebody else to do shlichus for me, and he had a decision to make, should I do it or not? So that means the doing of this shlichus for me was totally in someone else's das. That means there's external involvement. When I do something myself, it's only me. Over here, it's done al yaday somebody else. Not only on the yaday somebody else, it's somebody else's das. The fact that someone else made a decision about my maisa, that itself distances the maisa from me. So when I tell a shliach to do it, why is this a further removed maisa? Why is this maisa less me, a lower class maisa? For two reasons. First of all, it's not me. Second of all, it's someone else made a conscious decision to do it. That also separates it from me. By a chotzer, true, it's not me, but there is no one else's das getting involved over here. So be'etzem, chotzer is a bit better. We'll break it down even more. We said there's me once removed, that's through a shliach, twice removed, another shliach. In between me and once removed, there's something in between, that's chotzer. It's half removed. It's removed from me because it's not my body, but it's not anyone else's das, it's only my das. So it's only half removed. There's me, there's half removed, and then there's once removed, and further. Memela we have a teretz. The Gzeiras HaKosav of Ein Shliach LaDvar Aveira says what? That a Maisa that's once removed is not enough for an Aveira. That level Shlichos, that second class Maisa, Zok the Gzeiras HaKosav is not enough for an Aveira. But anything more than that, I don't have a Gzeiras HaKosav. A Chotzer is above that. A Chotzer is partially removed. It's less removed from the Bailim than the Maisa of a Shliach Mamish, because it's Bav Korche with Anani Das. That's a little bit upgraded. It's not me myself, but it's a little bit upgraded. It's enough to not include it in the Gzeiras HaKosav of Ein Shliach LaDvar Aveira. So Mamela by Chotzer, it's Yesh Shliach LaDvar Aveira. But that's all with what we were saying, that the Yesobi got to this through mitzvah, and really from previous sugyas. Just like we're saying in the Tosis Rid, the reason why you can't be Makayim the mitzvah of Sukkah, and Tefillin al Yodei Shliach, because you can't be Makayim a mitzvah with a second class Maisa. Al Derech Zeh, we're explaining the Tosis Rid's Gzeiras HaKosav, that you can't be Oivir Naviru with a second class Maisa. But there's something in between a first class and a second class. There's that middle ground of a Chatzar Bav Korchach. By a Chatzar Bav Korchach, it's not Nichol Megzeres HaKosav. And mainly, you could do an Aveira all you did a Chatzar. That would be an answer for this also. So that's very big Chidushim over here, Bechlal, about Shlichus, that it's a lower level of Maisa, and that's the Hasbara lefi the Ritva of Ein Shliach LaDvar Aveira, and that's the Hasbara of the Taisis Rid of Ein Shliach LaDvar Mitzvah, when there's zero involvement. Because for a Mitzvah and an Aveira, we need a higher level of Maisa. That's the Bir Adavar lefi Zeh. What? No, the Ritva is saying not like the Gemara. He's saying even though the Gemara says Divrei Mishaymin, that's a Sfara, which would not include other things. There's another secret, because I said the Ritva Shver. The Gemara says one reason, and the Ritva says hidden in the Sugya, there's another reason of Gzeiras HaKosav. I'm not saying the Ritva's easy pshat, but that's what the Ritva says. You're going to have to find now, in the next couple of days, where this Gzeiras HaKosav is. And there are hints in the Sugya where the Gzeiras HaKosav is. Not Beferish. But the Ritva says, even though the Gemara starts with Divrei Arav, Divrei Mishaymin, still, there's a Gzeiras HaKosav. And I'm coming to explain how things work before that Gzeiras HaKosav. That's the end of the topic of the Tosis Rid. There's another topic over here that was on the Maamar Koimus. Continue. Yeah? Okay. So there's another topic over here, also Tosis Rid, and also very interesting Tazach. Again, not the sugya of Ein Shliach LaDvar Aveira. It's the sugya really of Yesh Shliach. Shameh HaZokein, who holds Yesh Shliach. What would have been if we hold Yesh Shliach LaDvar Aveira? So let's start it like this. Very interesting topic. Shami Azokin says, that's the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel, if someone tells somebody else, say, Haroig es hanefesh, so the Meshaleach is Chayiv. And the Gemara says, Koshamei holds, Yesh Shliach LaDvar Aveira. So it says, Beferish in that Gemara that the Meshaleach is Chayiv. Reuven tells Shimon, say, Haroig es hanefesh, Shimon listens, Bezdin will kill Reuven because Yesh Shliach LaDvar Aveira. Fine, that's clear. What about Shimon? What about the shliach? Does the shliach also get killed? Only Reuven gets killed? And Shimon not? Or Shimon also gets killed? So the Gemara doesn't say beferish. The Gemara just says that Reuven gets killed. The Gemara doesn't talk about Shimon, the shliach. Does the shliach get killed or not? Before we say Mar Makoimus, what's the Hashkafa Rishayna? Yes or no? L'chayra, the Hashkafa Rishayna is yes. Because, yeah, the Hashkafa Rishayna is yes. Why? Because even though Shimon is a shliach for Reuven, and it's considered Reuven did it, but Shimon is also Shimon. Shimon did it. Yeah, Shimon is Shimon. What would Pater Shimon? Because what's he going to tell Bezdin? Oh, he told me to do it. Forget about Divrei Arav. He doesn't hold up Divrei Arav. So, he told me to do it, but you're also you. L'chayra, he keeps his own identity. The svara would be, even though it sounds, that's the lumdish hashkafa rishayna is that it would be chayiv. Both of them would be chayiv. The Gemara doesn't say it. Maybe the Gemara is not stressing the fact that the shliach is chayiv. It's partial the shliach is chayiv. The chiddush is that the meshaleach is chayiv. That's l'chayra, the svara pshuta, l'chayra. However, Rashi pashas his mashman up that way. Because Rashi on the Gemara, by shaleach es ha-be'ira b'yachir ha-shayki v'kot, and that's how the sugya began. It says, Hashaleach es ha-be'ira b'yachir ha-shayki v'kot. It says What we need is shilach biyad pikeach, pikeach chayev. Frek the Gemara, why? V'amai, name a shlucha shalom v'kamoisai, and be mechayev the mishaleach. And the Gemara answers, ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. Lefi the Gemara's kasha that asked, amai, name a shlucha shalom v'kamoisai, what would have been the din? Tzapt Rashi, name a shlucha shalom v'kamoisai, and yischayev sholchai v'loi hashliach. If you would say, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, that's the havamina, that's shami hazaki, the mishaleach will be chayev, and the shliach will be potter. L'chayre will be the same thing, pashtus, by Ritzeach. The meshaleach will be chayim, the shliach will be potter. What's the pshat? We see in Rashi a tremendous chiddush in shlichus. Pashtus, what Rashi is saying. Rashi is mavur, not only is there a musig of shliach, that what someone else does for me is called as I did it, but because of that inyan of shlichus, the shliach loses his own identity. He's nothing. All he is an extension of the Meshaleach, which is a tremendous chiddush. He had Bechira, he could do whatever he wants. He wasn't forced to do it like we just talked about. No. Once he's Mekabel the Shlichus, he's Batel Legamri to the Meshaleach, and he loses his own identity. And Memele, he's going to be Potter. I find that to be a tremendous chiddush. But that's what it sounds like in Rashi. Rashi Potters the Shliach. So Memele L'Chayre, Rashi would also pater in the case of Tzeah Regas and Nefesh, he would pater the right Tzeah. Even though he did it with complete consciousness, he knew what he was doing, not pater. Once I'm butler to him, I'm a Shliach, I'm off the hook, and he loses his own identity as his own self. I find that to be a tremendous Chiddush of Zosh Deitin Rashi. Tosis Rid, by Shaleach Asa Be'era, argues. Tosis Rid argues, and he argues extremely. Tosfos Rid says, first of all, if you would say that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, and you would send the shliach with a fire to burn something, the shliach would be chayev. The meshaleach also has a reason to be chayev, because yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. But the shliach would be chayev because he did it. Not only that, says the Tosfos Rid, if they both have money, the shliach and the meshaleach, they both have money, will charge the shliach first. The shliach is the main one who's chayiv. If the shliach doesn't have money, the meshaleach has enough responsibility to be chayiv in the event that the shliach can't pay his chayiv. But the ikar chayiv is on the shliach. So Tosfos Rid argues on Rashi, and he argues extremely on Rashi. Rashi says that the shliach would be potter. The Tosfos Rid says the shliach would be chayiv. But not just that it'll be chayiv, he's the main one that will be chayiv. In the event that the shliach doesn't have money, then we'll be mechayiv the meshaleach. The meshaleach is also chayiv. But the main machayev is the shliach. What would come out the fiyud Tosfos Rid in the case of Tzei Haroiges HaNefesh? L'chayra, the main person to be chayev would be the shliach. So why are you killing the mishaleach? But only if you can't catch the shliach, then you'll be machayev the mishaleach? Doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you Tzei Haroiges HaNefesh and he killed him, you kill the mishaleach. But it's only talking about in a case where you couldn't kill the shliach. Avada, that's not a kasha. I'll explain why. In the case of Mazik, what's pshat in the Tosfos Rid? Tosfos Rid says you send someone with a fire to burn down, and he burnt it. So we'll be mechayev the shliach. The shliach has that money. We'll be mechayev the meshaleach. Why don't we be mechayev both of them? The shliach is roy to be chayev because he did it. The meshaleach is roy to be chayev through shlichus. So be mechayev both. The teretz is when we deal with tashlumei nezek. There is no such thing as paying twice. Because the ikur idea of tashlumei nezek is to replace the loss that the nizik had. That's the chiyuv. So once the shliach already has money, and he's the main one, that's why we charge him, and he filled the chiyuv, he filled the loss that the nizik had, there's no more reason to be mechayev. It doesn't pass to be mechayev twice. The reason why you pay money by nizik is not because you did an aveira. The reason why you pay money by a nizik is because you have to fill up the bank account that you will mafsid. So once it's full, there's no reason to pay twice. That's b'negeya to mazik, when you will mafsid someone money. Masha enkein reitzeach. Why do you kill him? Because he's a reitzeach. Not because killing the reitzeach doesn't fill the loss that the nirzach had. You kill him because he's a reitzeach. So if the mishaleach is a reitzeach and the shliach is a reitzeach, we kill both. So lefi the Tosfos read, even though we say by nizikin, by nizik, will only be machayev one time, because it doesn't pass by nizik to be machayev twice. Masha'in came, when it comes to say haroiges hanefesh, we were dealing with reitzeach, then we'll be able to be machayev them both in ritzicha. That's what comes out lefi zeh. But lemaisa comes out a very interesting machloikis between Tosfos read and Rashi, that when you send a shliach to do something, does the shliach retain his identity, or does he lose his own personal identity? Lefi Rashi, he loses his identity. He's nothing other than an extension of the mishaleach. Lefi the Tosfos read, he retains his identity in a very serious way. He's the main one who's chayiv over here. In the event that he can't pay, we'll charge the mishaleach. That's what comes out lefi zeh. Lemaisa, there's a major problem on the Tosfos read from the following Gemara. The Gemara says that even though ein shliach ledvar aveira, but by mi'ila, it's yesh shliach ledvar aveira. Kseras hakosef. We learn that from Chuma. Yesh shliach ledvar aveira. What's the case by mi'ila? If someone has money in his rishos that belongs to Hektish, he forgot that it was Hektish, he thought it was mois of chulin, and he went to the store and bought something, so he's over mishum mi'ila. B'shoigig, he was moitzi mois Hektish lechulin, and he's chayev a keren choymish v'osham. Let's say he gave that money to a shliach to buy something, and the shliach spent the money. The mishaleach is chayiv. Yesh shliach advar. Gemara has sakasha. We have in shliach advar. The Gemara says it's special gzeras akosuf. Over there it says who's chayiv? The mishaleach is chayiv. It doesn't say over there that the shliach is chayiv. Fakir, it's mashma only the mishaleach is chayiv. It says who was maal? The balabayas is maal, but the shliach was not maal. There's no mila. Bishlam alafi Rashi, that the shliach loses his identity, nicha. That's the reason the shliach is not going to be chayiv. But lefi the Tosfos read that the shliach retains his personal identity. So even though we say yesh shliach advar avera and the balabayas is mal, so what's the reason why the shliach is not mal? Let the shliach also be mal. That's a major kasha on the Tosfos read, and I'll leave that for the oilam. Slacha.